I am so excited to be able to talk with Noelle Melkamaki. She is the DePaul shot put champion and broke her own world record at the Paralympics. Noelle, how are you today?
Hi, Lisa. I'm great. How are you?
I am so good. I've never met you, but I heard you on John Williams' show. You told the story about being, you know, a kid in Decatur who just played sports, never recognized that you were different than anyone else. And it was one of your coaches at DePaul that maybe suggested the Paralympics, right?
Yeah, that's right. My entire life, I just played able-bodied sports alongside all my classmates and everything. And it wasn't until I was in my second season at DePaul University that Coach Muir asked me if I'd ever considered joining the Paralympics. And then the ball really got rolling from there.
And you bring home the gold. You must still be on cloud nine.
I honestly am. It feels like a dream that just became a reality. The entire experience was so much fun. And to bring home a gold medal is, you can't really ask for more. You know what I mean?
I'm so disappointed that the Paralympics do not get as much attention as the Olympics. We talked about this a few times on the show, that I just wish that, you know, the athletes who I think probably work harder need more attention. We need to shine the light on them. And I hope that people will go back and listen to your interview with John or your feature on Quest for Gold, Ryan's podcast, because it's been such a journey. Steve, I see you want to say something.
No, it's Steve. We talked when you walked through the newsroom when you were in here. I'm just so happy for you. Congratulations. I just think it's just such a great thing. But I want to know, what's the singular moment you take from the event? Was it the moment you knew you won? Was it the moment you had your best throw? Was it the medal ceremony? What is the moment for you?
Oh, there were just so many great moments to choose from. That's such a tough question. But honestly, I think the moment that I remember and cherish the most is kind of unexpected. They lined us all up outside the stadium right before you walk in because they announce you as you walk in. And it's kind of this moment to wave to the crowd, and that's always exciting. But while I was lined up before I came in, I just had this sense of calm and confidence. Like, I knew that I was able to execute exactly what I had trained for. And I've never felt that confident going into a meet before. And that's just exactly what I would have wanted at the biggest meet of my entire career. So I look back on that, and I'm really happy with how that felt.
I'm guessing your husband was there. Did you have other members of your family in Paris?
Oh, yeah. Like, it was a family affair. My whole family was there. So my husband, my mom and dad and sister, my granny and grandpa, and my grandma were all there with me.
Oh, that's absolutely wonderful. Now, we do see a lot of Olympic athletes come back and get endorsements. Has anybody stepped up and said, we need you to support or endorse our product?
Yeah, unfortunately, not yet. I think maybe that's just the nature of being a Paralympic athlete, and people will maybe get a little bit tired once the Olympics are over, but I am back. I've been back for about 3 or 4 days now, and nothing's happening yet, but I'm holding on to hope that stuff will happen in the near future.
Do you mind if I text you once in a while just so I can say I have a friend who's an Olympic gold medal winner?
No, that's fine. Go for it all day long.
Okay, good.
Noelle, could you tell we just wanted to get you on the radio and applaud you and say we're so excited for you. No one touched our hearts like you did.
Oh, I appreciate that so much. That's so sweet, and I'm happy to talk any day. I love this stuff.
And what would you say to parents who are listening who have children that set them apart from other children, other able-bodied children who compete in sports, about how they parent and what kind of inspiration and hope they can give to their children?
Yeah, to just always encourage your children to follow their dreams and support them in the direction that they're headed. My parents always did a great job of never letting me think that having a disability could hold me back and always just pushing me toward what I wanted to do. And honestly, I could never thank them enough for that because it's gotten me to where I am today. And it's helped me realize that nothing can hold you back if you think that you're capable of anything.
And how can people follow you? Social media the best place, or do you have a website?
Social media is the best place. Noelle Melkamaki on Instagram is probably where I'm the most active.
And will you be back for the next Paralympic Games?
Absolutely. I can't pass up the opportunity to represent my country at home in LA, and I'm so excited to get back to training and get things all ready for 2028.
Welcome home. We're so excited for you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.